Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Welcome to the On-Call Room,
the Grey's Anatomy podcast, with your hosts, Bree
and Abby.
God, we're getting so good at that.
Except for my hello. If I hadn't done that, it would have sounded really professional.
I have a pillow behind me, and I realize I'm sitting up super straight.
You
right
can
now.
Move it.
Okay.
No, you have to keep it there. I want you to have better posture. That's why I put it there. That's why I put it there. So, if you've never been here before... Interesting choice of choosing season 3, episode 6.
Yeah.
Also, we are a Grey's Anatomy podcast that talks about...
Grey's Anatomy.
You can find us on Patreon, where you can become, like, honestly, part of the coolest club ever. It's patreon.com/theoncallroom. Right? Yeah, that's it.
Yep.
And then you can find us online at www.theoncallroompod.com. On our Patreon, you can... give us some money, which is so nice of you, and then we'll co-host. What else can you get?
You can get free bonus episodes.
Yes, and a car.
Wait, they're not free because you're paying for them.
No,
and a car. You can get bonus episodes. Mm-hmm. And then you can also be a part of our face group listener squad.
Face group.
Did I say face group? Yes. I'm stroking out. Facebook.
Group
listener squad.
Yeah, it'll be great. We have some great conversations happening in
there. Things about Sandra Oh and her new show. Position.
Yeah.
Also, I'm a little raspy getting over a cold, so everyone just
She's
fucking
aged
deal with
100
it.
Years since last week.
Everyone deal with it.
It's her new voice she's trying for sexy.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to be a lounge singer from now on, so.
I like that.
Yeah.
What else?
I was just going to say the last thing. Oh, Instagram. Did we say Instagram?
Instagram. Right? It's like, I think it's at the on-call room
pod. That sounds right.
I think so.
And then also leave a review on iTunes.
Yeah, y'all. That's like the only, think about it. When you go to listen to a podcast, what do you do first? You read a couple of reviews to make sure you'll like it.
I'm going
to
be honest. I rarely do that.
Oh.
I'm not a big review person on like Amazon.
Okay.
I just don't tend to fall into that.
But
a lot of people do.
Yeah. When I'm deciding if I'm going to buy something, like clothes especially, I read every review that's possibly made.
Well, yeah, that's smart. I don't know why I don't
I
do
love
that
them.
More.
And then I started leaving reviews lately, like for items I've really liked, like because I want to let people know.
Yeah, I think that's great. You're giving back.
And because Everlane, the clothing store, told me that I'd be put into a drawing to win money if I wrote a review.
Yeah, because they want good reviews.
Yeah, so I did, and
like,
I didn't win.
At our office, we give half off a massage if you leave a review.
Damn! Yeah. I'm going to leave a review having never been there.
And you can
this place is great. The front desk is unreal.
Just out of this world.
Would come visit again.
Would come visit.
But, okay, so speaking of reviews, we want to address something.
Yeah.
We
got... First of all, thank you for everyone who has left a review.
Yeah, there's 67 of you.
Yeah.
I'm going to just go out and say it.
I am one of them.
So am I. So am I.
So thank you, Abby, for leaving a review.
I feel like it's almost like this is a public service announcement to the person that wrote this that I think they got their star rating wrong because the review is accurate.
Right.
But the star rating doesn't match up.
It doesn't quite match up. So... this person had some things to say, that she was kind of irritated with the podcast.
Yeah.
And it's everything we're going for in this podcast.
Yeah, like to give you, just so like the first heading is enthusiastic hosts, not a lot of focus.
Thank you.
That would be my tag, like that should be our tagline. It'd be great, the on-call room, enthusiastic hosts, not a lot of focus.
Very true.
Yeah.
Yeah, not ashamed at all.
No.
Like huge compliment.
And also like, yeah, exactly, like that's what we're going for. We're not NPR.
We're not structured.
No.
I'm barely structured in my own fucking life. How am I going to manage to do this in a fucking podcast?
No, we don't pre-plan or have show. Well, we do have notes.
We do have notes.
But
and you know what? If she wants some show notes,
we'll
send them to her. That's fine.
Yeah. Another thing that I really liked that this person said is that almost every episode is a full 20 minutes of personal chat before even discussing the episode.
Thank you.
That's what we're going for.
My life is really important, and it might not be important to you. Skip ahead 20 minutes, because it's usually about that every episode. And I would say, if you don't really care about my bowel problems or my boyfriend
or
my period or Donna, which I don't know why you wouldn't care about any of those things, because they're really important.
Yeah.
To me, and so they should be to you. But if you don't want to, just hit that 15-second ahead
a million times.
Or
listen to us on 2x speed for the beginning part.
Oh, that'd be hilarious.
We would sound like chipmunks discussing periods, which is honestly great also.
Yeah.
I liked that she called us enthusiastic. She used the phrase, the discussion often feels frazzled, which I also like. Like
I'm usually frazzled, yeah.
Especially, I feel like I'm a terrible judge because like my new favorite podcast is Macaulay Culkin's. And if you think we're frazzled, you try listening to him chat. Like, we are very structured.
Yeah.
So I just want to say thank you. And if you want to go back and change it to a 5-star because you realize that you actually accurately described us,
yeah,
it would be really awesome. If not, we respect your decision. And luckily, we have enough 5-stars that this didn't fuck up our rating.
Yeah, but I mean, you know what? Everyone's entitled to their opinion. I do have to say, like, thank you for saying you will still continue to listen, even though you don't really
like us.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. Like, and I do feel like maybe she is earlier on in the season.
Yeah, where we
those
didn't know what we were doing.
Up,
yeah.
But
we had no air conditioning. It was hot. There was fans.
Yeah, and there was...
Actually, one of our comments is the sound quality is good, which that makes me laugh.
Yeah, I mean, because it's great. Everything, you know, we're always looking to grow. And if you do have a suggestion, I mean, people have suggested things and
yeah,
we've taken them and we've molded them into our own. And that's great. Like, I love that.
Yeah.
But just know that, you know, you didn't beat us down.
We're stronger. Also, I laughed. Well, one thing I will agree with, and we've changed since then, so hopefully this person will keep listening, is that we did used to have hosts on that it had nothing to do with the show because no one listened to us and we just were hanging out with friends. Now
yeah,
we have patrons on the show
yeah,
who are honestly more knowledgeable than us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They should be hosting.
Yeah. And there are other shows that if you want like a straight up rundown of Grey's or like current episodes, like that exists, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
So
if that's more your speed and that's what you're looking
we
for.
We love you and sayonara.
Yeah. Like signing off, time of death, you
yeah,
know, see you goodbye.
Yeah. So, but anyways, that being said, we got some awesome reviews too. Like I love that
that was an awesome review.
True. I like that this person said, love this podcast, and with my whole dark and twisty heart, these are my people.
Love
you. You are our people, too.
Yeah.
Claxon.
Is that a different
also,
language?
I just love people's names on here because, like, we made these when we were in middle school, a lot of us. Sick Kid Chemist.
That's great. Great
Is
name.
Is he a mad scientist?
Probably.
Why did I think he? It could have been a woman. Anyways, so we just... You know, we just really like this. So thanks, guys.
Yeah. And we just wanted to, you know, because I know our diehard listeners are always reading new reviews. And so we just needed to address in our
yes,
community.
Yes.
Thanks for that great review.
Yes. I shouldn't have eaten that cheese.
Are you going to have to go to the bathroom? I'm going to have to host this by myself.
I don't
with
know.
With my raspy-ass voice.
Something's happening and I didn't mean for it to. And I'm a little nervous.
A little gurgle, gurgle,
yeah,
gurgle.
Yeah. I feel like, what do we have? What were you going to talk about? Again, oh shit. Now I'm like, shit, we don't have any focus.
We don't have any focus.
Well, I'm going to New York tomorrow.
Which is thrilling.
Which means, listeners, the next time you hear from me, I will have a review on Harry Potter and the Cursed Child.
Yeah, and I will be interested.
Yes.
And I will sit across from you and I will hear all about it.
Yep.
I can already tell.
And yeah, that's all.
How long are you going to be there?
2 nights, 3 days, kind of.
That'll be great.
It'll be perfect. I'm going to lose a lot of money because it's New York City.
I thought you were going to say I'm going to lose a lot of weight.
I'm going to lose my virginity. I'm going to lose a lot of weight. No, I'm not. I'm going to lose...
Time. That's about it.
Yeah. And money.
That too. But... So,
and days off my life.
Yeah, but Jake...
On vacation.
Well, no, it's about money.
Oh, yeah. My husband won at the casino yesterday, which...
Baller.
I didn't travel with him, so that's why he stopped there, because I always say no, because I think it's a waste of money. But now I can't use that excuse.
No, because... Well, he's probably evened out then with what he won.
Like in total. Like lifetime. Right, yeah, probably. So that's fun. So... I was like, money for our trip. And he's like, no, I'm putting it away for a rainy day. And I was like, okay.
That's a good idea.
It's still money.
Yeah. I went to the outlet malls on Friday and almost to Gun Lake Casino. And I almost just kept going. But then I was like, is this sad going to the casino alone on a Friday afternoon?
My dad was there on Sunday afternoon. Shit, you could hang out.
If I wouldn't have bought stuff at the outlet mall, I might have gone.
Did you find some good stuff?
I got a couple dresses, some bathing suit bottoms, some dope ass sunglasses.
Whoa, so you did find
stuff. Yeah, I got these really cool, I got these cool like flared-ish like khaki olive green pants.
Oh.
And I was going to wear them out Saturday. And then I bought this like leotard thing to tuck into it, you know? And I was like feeling really good, but they were like a little tight. And I was like, I am not going up a size.
Yeah.
And so before I went out, I sat down and I had crazy muffin top. I was like, these are standing pants only. So I had to change. Or I could just lose just a little bit of something.
You could just wear them when you go out dancing.
Right. They're just standing pants. Yeah. And I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
You know?
Never sit down.
I can't
go to dinner with you. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, if I wore a flowier shirt.
Yeah.
But they're like kind of, they're flared. So I feel like I need something tucked in.
Yeah. I'm excited to see them.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. I got a new jean jacket.
Wow.
Yeah, I really just did it.
And was it all like sales?
I mean, yeah, like the jean jacket was 50% off, so I got it for $20 from Gap.
Nice.
Yeah, and then like some dresses from H&M, which were like not on sale, but like $11.
Yeah.
And I've like stopped shopping. But I was like, I don't know, I'm going to go in there and look for some sunglasses, like cheap, you know, like a pair of socks or something. And then I found a couple dresses and I was like, this might work. And I tried them on and I felt really good about myself.
Perfect.
So, yeah, it was great. Super successful.
That's a fun... I was gone, so I didn't even... Oh, you went out in your local hometown.
Went back to Grand Haven, went to JW's for dinner, got a New York strip, and then went to Kirby, and then went to the Boom Boom Room, and then sang karaoke at the Pavilion.
You guys were crushing it.
And then, like, closed down the bar. I stopped drinking because I was like, I can't sleep on a couch tonight. So drove us bitches back to Grand Haven at 2 a.m, got home at 3, and as we were driving into Grand Rapids, I made Annie put on Fix You by Coldplay, and like, lights will guide you home. Oh, it was just like, great end to the night. Wow. I was exhausted, though.
Yeah.
Because
it's a long
day. It was 3 a.m, and it was like the longest drive of my life. There was like no one on the road. And I was like, why did we close down the bar?
Yeah, I was going to tell you to go get a Euro.
Oh, yeah. I don't know that it was Mr. Kozak's was open.
Oh, because it's off season.
Yeah.
That's fun. I stayed at a hotel that I'm not cool enough to stay at on Friday night.
You had a wedding, didn't you?
Yeah, on Friday. It was the cutest little city hall wedding. But it's this hotel, like, they have them in California and New York. They're called Soho House. And, like, you can become a member at it for, like, $1 billion a year.
Yeah, like, what is a membership fee?
I don't know. You have to have, like, a meeting and a tour to get it. Like, they don't just, like...
Let anyone in. Very bougie. Yeah,
it is. You can't be in a corporate job. You have to work some sort of creative job. So, also, you can't dress in corporate attire. So, no suits or ties or, like... I don't know what for women that would entitle. But
well, some women wear like jackets, you know.
Like, yeah, if it was too corporate-y, like they don't want that. It's like a casual atmosphere, aka a hipster atmosphere. And my friend who I was with was like, I am way too much of a square to come here. Like,
yeah.
But because I stayed there, she got to come in because you can bring one guest.
Only one guest.
When you're at the hotel, yes. Wow. And like we ate and drank and they check your membership card to make sure that like you're not just someone coming in from the streets.
Oh, so like if you don't stay there,
you can only go there. Correct. You can only go if you're a member.
Oh my God, you get turned away.
It's got three restaurants or three or four restaurants in it, a rooftop pool.
Do they like look at who you are in order for you to stay there? Like you're a wedding photographer.
No, they didn't look into that. So.
Okay, so like if you want to stay, Correct. They're open to...
Yep.
But there is a dress code if you stay there.
Yes, and you can't be on your phone anywhere in any of the public areas, which I think is kind of cool.
Yeah.
They don't want an atmosphere of like everyone sitting and looking at their phone.
Can you be on your computer?
Yes, I was on my computer, which I was texting from my computer. Mm-hmm. But it was cool. Like I brought my computer to back up all my photos while I had a cocktail after the wedding. And it was like... awesome. Until I backed up all the photos and then I was like, I'm going to send them previews. And I was on my second cocktail and I was like, remember squinting at my screen.
Oh, no.
And I was like, I cannot edit photos right now. Can't even see the photos right now. And so then I shut my computer and that was it.
Mm.
And I had an amazing king bed all to myself with a city skyline view. And there, a mini bar service comes by between the hours of like 6 and 8. To see if you want a cocktail. Not free. It's like a $13 cocktail. But like...
so cool.
It was just awesome. Yeah. And like... all of...
Do they have turn down service?
What's that mean?
Where so you know your bed is made and then like when you come back to your hotel to go to bed, you're like... It's turned down.
Oh, I don't know.
Like your comforter is turned
down. Oh, I don't know. I didn't see that. But then also what was cool is in the bathroom, which was an amazing bathroom, like amazing shower, they had in the shower all these products you could take, like big bottles. You couldn't take them home. You could use them all to try them. If you wanted to take one home, it would like charge you like $20 or whatever. Right. But then in the like part of things you could use, there was like face wash, toner, like all these, like literally like moisturizer, every step for like a skin regimen.
That's so
There
nice.
Was also a hair, is it Harry's? Like the, you know, the shavers, that's like a subscription. It was like a Harry's shaver, which
I don't think it's called Harry's.
Henry's. It's one of the two. Billy.
I know what you're talking about. Okay.
Yeah, it's Harry's, I'm pretty sure. And I wanted to use it, but it looked too fancy. Like I was like, am I going to get charged for this? But like I thought he said I could use it, but then I was too afraid to if it was like a charge.
Did you have a great robe to wear?
There was robes. There was you could take home the flip flops, which I don't really know what that was for. It was for the shower probably, but there was also in like perfectly little package things like condoms, tampons.
That's nice.
It was unreal.
This is Didn't like use them. I was way all by better myself. Than a. Holiday Inn. That's for fucking sure.
And I mean, it was like, so it was off season and my couple paid for it. So it was $200, which is expensive, but also not crazy for the service that I had. Like,
no, that's not terrible. Oh, and your couple paid for it.
Yeah. Cause they gave me, it was like a $200 stipend and I just used it all there.
Oh, gotcha. So they're like for your travel and for the stay. Okay.
Yep. So,
and you were like, I'm going to stay at this one.
Yeah. I was like, I'm not staying at the one they recommended.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah. So anyways, that's what I did. I feel like I sound super fucking bougie. Just know, guys, I was not cool enough to be there and I can't afford a membership. So if that grounds me a little bit more.
I could never like step foot in there or stay there.
You could hang out. You could stay there. You'd love it.
I would. Look at me right now.
Well, you wouldn't wear that.
But I probably would.
When I got there, I was wearing tennis shoes and leggings. That's like more acceptable than a suit. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everyone looked like a basic bitch.
Yeah.
So.
Sponsor
me. But, but yeah, so that was all. It's pretty cool.
I ordered a new book about the moon cycle and it's called like Moon Goddess and how you can like live your life through the lunar cycle.
Nice.
So that's exciting. And then also I had this crazy ass dream last night. So I had a dream, it's like very quick, that there was a ghost, like, of a woman, like, in my doorway, in my bedroom. Nope. So, like, you know when you're dreaming and you're, like, actually in your actual room?
Right, so it's like reality is blurred.
Yeah, and she was just standing, staring at me, and I was like, that's a fucking ghost in my... And so I, like, oh, I have, like, chills. I, like, was like, oh, my God, and she, like, came at me. And then I was like fucked in the head. And then I was like I think I had sleep paralysis last night.
Oh!
So, like, I... Have you had it before? Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I, like, woke up and couldn't move, but I was dreaming about a ghost, so I don't know if it was real.
That, well, when you have sleep paralysis, like, yeah, it's usually that, like, something is hovering over you or, like, coming at you. Oh, fuck.
Yeah,
dude. I had it for the first time this year, and I think I told you. I think I talked about it on here. Like, it was... I've never had it before, and it was horrifying.
Yeah, when you can't fucking move.
Did you hear static? Because I hear static electricity sounds, which I looked... That's the first thing I Googled. I was like, dreaming and hearing static, and that was like, oh, sleep paralysis.
Oh man. Yeah. No, I don't think I heard static.
Okay.
It was fucked up, though.
I'm so sorry. And then you're afraid to go to bed again because...
Yeah, and then when I actually woke up, it was like 2 a.m.
Yeah.
And I was like dying of thirst, and I was like, there was no water left in my water bottle, and I was like, fuck, I have to get out of bed and go into my kitchen right now. Like, kind of like that meme, like, come at me, demons.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, yeah.
But I was not feeling whatever last night. Oh, I was very scared.
Did you get out of bed?
I did. I was really thirsty. I needed water.
Yeah.
So that was my dream last night.
Oh, I hate that. Mine was that there was, like, a big shadow person. Like, mine was just a black shadow over my bed. And then I heard static, like, on the ground. Like, it was moving.
You know about shadow people, right?
I don't... The way you just looked at me, I have chills. No, I don't know and I don't want to know about them.
You experienced something paranormal. I'm just telling you this. Like, I experienced shadow people in my life. They are like... They like, follow you. They don't... It's not about, like, a house. You know, like, you think about, like, a ghost haunting.
Oh, great. This is helpful. So they can show up here.
Yeah. Like, I've gone from apartment to apartment, and I've experienced this in different
apartments.
I've
only had this happen once, though.
But the weird thing is, a lot of people are drawn to each other without even knowing who experienced this, like, paranormal thing. Like, when I was living over on college, I experienced, like, it, like, walked past my bedroom door and then, like, walked past again. I, like, had a terrible experience at Sigsby with it, like pinning me down. Yeah. And it's like, but what you just said when you said it was like, oh, it's this black thing. Like, that's like
different. But I also had sleep paralysis because I was trying to, because Jake and I were sleeping, setting the scene in twin beds next to each other at my grandpa's house. So Jake was in the room.
Yeah.
And I was trying to say Jake and I couldn't I was like, nothing was coming out. And then I like finally somehow woke up. And when I did, like, I didn't hear the sound anymore. And like, it felt like I was like surfacing from water kind of.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I kept saying his name out loud to make sure that I could.
Yeah.
And then I Googled shit and was on my phone for like an hour.
But you should look up shadow people.
Oh God.
Like, you're going to be really scared.
You
might experience that in your life.
Also, though, sleep paralysis happens when you're stressed out or you're like sleep deprived. So for me, I'd been awake for like 20 hours when I finally went to bed, and then Jake was snoring, so I couldn't fall asleep. And so it like set me into a...
Yeah, but you also shadow people. I'm just saying, like...
Should I look it up?
Yeah.
Listeners, vote.
It's a thing. And I don't know how like deep into like paranormal realm that our listeners get into, but like...
Weird. So they're real?
Yeah, it's like a different realm of whatever. And I don't think they're good.
I don't like the Google images.
They're not like... Shadow people, like, you know, like, ghosts can be like, okay.
I'm going to picture this one.
Oh, God. Shadow people are not like good.
Well, then...
It's not like...
What did I do to deserve this?
You didn't do anything. They just kind of feel like test you a bit.
Well, I hope they don't come back because I defeated them.
I defeated the shadow person. Maybe we were summoning them.
What should you really know about shadow people? Fuck.
What?
This was like I was sleep. I was definitely dreaming though, or like I was half awake. I don't know. I'm nervous. I don't want to believe in shadow people.
You don't have to.
Okay.
I mean, probably you won't experience it again if you don't believe in it, because I feel like you kind of have to be open to that stuff.
Okay, yeah, I do not believe in you shadow people.
Kind of, you know, you have to be a little bit more open.
Yeah. Yikes, dude. I'm going to read that later.
Yeah, it's spooky as shit.
Well, now that we're all officially fucked up.
Yeah, I mean, but like, it's okay. You just, like, scream and say, like, you don't belong here and get the fuck out of here. And
I would rather see the signs alien than a shadow human.
Oh my God, that's so... Dude.
Would you rather come face to face, like, and you're stuck in a room with them for an hour, a shadow people or person or an alien?
That is such a fucking hard question.
Well,
because they're both so, like, those are, I think, my two biggest fears.
I know if I said ghost to you, you'd be like, ghost for sure. Because, like, ghosts can be, like you said, fine.
Dude, I don't think I could handle an alien.
You have to pick one.
I don't think I could handle an alien.
Oh, okay. I think I'd rather have an alien.
But what is the alien? Is it, like, the alien from, like...
We don't know.
From that movie with Amy Adams? And it's, like, on a smoke... Like,
no, that alien was too cool.
Yeah, like, that I'd be okay with.
No, it's, like, the Signs one, or it's, like... The Spice World movie.
Okay, that would be fine.
Do you remember that alien?
Yeah, I would be fine with that.
Hello, I'm Ginger.
Yeah, that is fine.
Spice World alien. I just need
Wait, to... are either of them going to hurt me? Or we are just staring at each other?
You're just staring at each other. Look at the alien.
Oh, my God. We're just staring at each other. Are we communicating? I guess you can't communicate with a shadow.
What if I was like, no, they're trying to kill you?
If they were trying to kill me, I think it would be scarier to be killed by an alien.
But I think an alien would be a more vicious kill, so you'd just be like dead.
We don't know.
We're losing all of our listeners right now.
Except for the ones who are like listeners. Which
Dark
would you
and
rather have? Like a shadow person or an alien?
Yeah. I feel like my other question to myself is if you have
Do
to be,
you believe in aliens?
I like to. I think it'd be fun too.
But you don't believe in shadow people.
I believe in happy aliens.
But you don't believe in shadow people.
No. I believe in whatever.
Are you just saying that because you don't want to summon
Shut
them?
Shut up! I don't want to summon them. My other question to myself is like, would you rather be in a bed of stink bugs or spiders? Honestly, can't answer.
Stink bugs, easy.
I don't know.
Snakes or spiders?
Oh, fuck. Snakes?
Yeah, me too.
I think I would be still.
Rats or hamsters.
Oh, hamsters. Okay, actually, hamsters freak me out, but in grade school, I used to play with them like everyone Oops. Had one.
Yeah.
And you'd like set up obstacle courses.
Yeah.
And
I had a dream the other night that my dad was walking three guinea pigs on a leash.
That's you, like your little, sisters.
They had harnesses on.
Yeah, he's like, walking your sisters.
Yeah, all of us on
yeah,
a leash.
Yeah, that's what's actually happening in that.
But guinea pigs?
You guys are guinea pigs.
Yeah.
You're their guinea pigs.
Oh, whoa. Mind blown.
Yeah, so I just need to get these aliens off my screen. Fuck that.
Yeah. I don't know. I just feel like you really experienced something and you should look deeper into it.
I'm not going to. I'm a Pisces and I don't believe in anything except Pisces. That doesn't even make sense. I don't want to see shadow people. Now I'm freaked out.
You don't have to see them.
Okay, thank you. You can see mine for me.
No, thanks. I will bear my own demons.
You just
thank
deal
you.
With that woman in your house.
Donna? It was Donna the whole time.
She was stealing
Coming at me. Coming
she
in hot.
Taking her onions back. Did you ever eat those?
Onions? What?
Did you ever eat those onions?
Fuck no, I threw those onions away.
You should have experienced what it was like to eat them.
I would probably be dead if I ate them. She probably poisoned me.
How many days left until you don't live with Donna anymore?
What's the date today? The 10th?
9th.
11 more days.
You guys, listeners, that means actually that there might only be one more episode.
Where of Donna's
yeah.
stories.
Yep. I think you should really go out with a bang and go up and be like, hi, I'd like a tour of your apartment. And then like be wearing a camera so that we all can see. Okay, actually, I have an assignment for you.
I'd like a tour of your apartment.
Somehow you need to get some sort of faraway blurry photo.
Or you know what I should say? I should be like, I'm moving out. I would love if we could take a selfie together.
Yeah. Or you have to do a sketch. If you can't get a photo or you feel it's disrespectful, then you need to do like a mock-up sketch.
But I'm a terrible artist.
Do you know someone who's a good artist that you could describe her to?
Oh my God, like a sketch artist.
Yeah, yeah. Listeners, are any of you sketch artists? That
if there are, you can call in.
That'd be a great bonus episode.
Yeah, you can call in. And I'll describe her. Although I feel like I'd be really bad at that. I feel like the sketch artist has to like ask the right questions, mm-hmm. right?
Okay, so seriously, there's like 700 of you that are listening to this. if you are an amazing artist and you draw like human forms and stuff, like
let us know
and we will call you for a bonus episode and have Bree describe everything about her, and then like the final image will show up.
Yeah. That sounds like a great episode.
That sounds really fun. Let's make that Maybe work. You can just describe it to me and I'll draw her.
I just keep thinking, I have an idea. So we're not disrespectful and like posting photos of someone.
Right.
I can take a photo of her and we can do that thing where you grid it. Like we can draw, like we can each do it.
That's great. So you need a selfie.
Yeah, I'm going to ask her. The last day. I'm going to be like Cheryl and Donna. I'd love a photo with both of
That's
you.
That's how your souls unite.
Oh my God.
Brie, I would pay you, honestly, I'd like to say I'm going to pay you $100 if you get a selfie with, you get 50 if you get it with just one, and you get 100 if you get it with.
Do they have to be in the same photo?
That's what I mean. Yeah. If it's two separate photos, you get $50.
Okay.
If it's one photo with the three of you, you get $100 cash. I have the cash in my, I'll hand it to you.
Oh my God. I'm going to make this work. Oh my God. And I'm not even going to tell you, and you're just going to get a text message and you're going to be like, no. No.
And no using like other women to fake as them.
Just like random women in wire. Like, yeah. I really need this photo.
$200 if you can get, hey, dog lady.
Oh my God. Hey, I know that dog.
Yeah.
Johnny Kay and I were saying that all day on Sunday. Yeah, so every time a dog walked past me, I know that dog.
So there's your mission.
Okay.
Do you have a mission for me?
Yeah. I want you to research shadow people.
No. No, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. All right. We're going to take a break. Aren't we?
Yeah, I think so. So yeah, that was about 30 minutes of our personal lives.
Yeah, so a little over.
Yeah, a little over today. Sorry about that. But, you know, right. Hopefully you can just skip ahead. Okay.
All right, listeners. Besides Donna's gifts, we have a sponsor. And we aren't kidding.
We really do.
It's not LaCroix. It's not red wine.
It's not
cheese.
It's not our husbands and boyfriends.
No, like it's like an actual company. And it's not Blue Apron. Which yeah. Like,
or Casper mattress.
Yeah, no, I would like a new mattress. So Casper would be a great option, but it's not. So I'm super excited because, okay, I feel like this is our one chance to be like sales pitchy, but also I just know listeners that I know every podcast says this, but we probably won't have a sponsor on unless we really like think it's actually cool.
Right.
Yeah. But if like someone with a lot of money wanted to give us something, but anyways, okay. So what are we both wearing right now?
Leggings and cool tops.
I like the second part. So Brie and I would say, besides her talking about her standing only pants.
Okay. Yeah.
Imagine if all the pants were just comfortable.
I think we talk about uncomfortable pants.
Yeah.
On pretty much every episode.
Yeah. It's like it's a theme in my life. I've said that my book is going to be called These Pants Are Too Tight.
Exactly.
Because they
I brought it up today.
They always fit in the morning.
Yeah. Not by the end of the night.
No. Yeah. Once I eat, because I eat cheese.
Yeah. And then just blow it away.
Yeah. So there's this really awesome company called A Day, and it's two women started it, which is also badass. And it's called technical clothing. So it's not necessarily workout clothes. And it's also not like just work, like to go to work clothes. It's like a mesh between the two. Their idea is that like people have, they want clothes that they can wear in multiple different ways and have kind of like a minimalist approach. So like all their tops and their bottoms can be like interchanged with each other. And they think like less is more. So their whole idea is like buy quality clothes and then you don't need as much. And like you can interchange it. Pieces. Exactly. So
and that, my friends, is an adult wardrobe. Pieces. Seriously.
Yeah. No, it really is. And like, once you find one that you like, then you can buy it. They have like this one shirt. It's called the Something Borrowed shirt. I have it in black and white and I'm obsessed with it. It's like a button down, but it's made out of like this like satiny workout shirt material. So I can sweat my pits out and it doesn't matter. And it like has these side slips. It's just really fucking cute.
It is really cute.
Yeah. So, yeah. Okay. So it's called A Day. A-D-A-Y. Wait, did I just spell that right?
A-D-A-Y.
Isn't that confusing?
Yeah, you feel A-D-A-Y.
Like, yeah. And it's just the best. And they are offering you guys 20% off your first purchase, which if you just went to the website and tried to buy, there is never sales because it's like a legit high quality company. And so if you use the code, what is it? I'm doing a terrible job.
You're
doing
great.
Written a script.
No, maybe next time we'll have a script for this.
Okay, so yeah, right? Fuck, I got rid of the page. Oh my God. A-Day, don't hurt us.
Wait, this review is so legitimate that we talked about. And
yeah, I know. Because we don't
we're even like talking about our sponsor and we're frazzled. But I'm proud of you. You're crushing it.
Thank you. So if at checkout you do on call room X A-Day, kind of like a collaboration, like we are... What's another? I don't know. But like times.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. It's on call room X A-Day. We'll put it in the show notes if you're like, what the fuck are you talking about? And it's thisisaday.com. And just buy yourself some cool shit. I recommend the Breaks On leggings. They're super cute. And then I really like their Cool Day or cutout culottes. They're these pants. I'm saying that word wrong. I am fucking this up.
No, you're doing great.
And they're like those like really nice like wide leg pants that you can wear in the summer and just feel fabulous in and wear them as all the way like up to your boobs, which
is great.
Where I like all my pants. So
and for all of it's you know, it sounds like they have everything or something for everyone, you know, those ladies who go to work and fucking hate sitting in a chair in their goddamn pants all day.
Yeah, sit
like me.
Yeah, sit in comfy pants.
Yeah, and for you women who stay at home.
Sit in comfy pants.
Exactly. So.
So yeah. So yeah. Go shop there, and then let us know if you buy anything and if you like it. If you don't, their return policy is great. But you know, try it out.
Try it out. 20% off.
Maybe we'll like once we have enough that we can both like match, we can take a picture of ourselves in it and it'll prove that we fucking love it.
Yeah. 20% off, guys.
Yeah. So that was the long ad. I'm really sorry, guys. We'll get better. First one. We're gonna get back to the show. And we're back.
And we're back.
I took notes in a weird way today because...
I took notes backwards. Look at this. Because I also took them upside down in my journal.
Talk about frazzled.
Yeah, my notes are a mess today.
And out of focus.
Yep.
Mine are on Google Drive because I was on my computer, which makes me feel more professional than I am.
Oh, yeah.
All right. What's this episode called? It is called...
Something about angels or something.
Yeah, let the angel... I just saw Sea of Thieves. I got panicked. Let the angels commit.
Yeah, I wonder who that's by.
I don't really know what that even means.
I...
Let the shadow people commit.
Let the aliens commit.
Yeah, honestly, it's a typo. They it probably is. Met aliens. Yeah,
they met aliens. Season 3, episode 6, we're just swinging right along.
Yeah, getting right to these stupid filler episodes.
Yeah, these... walked in and Abby was finishing up the episode. We watched it separately this week and she turned to me and she's like, this is a dumb episode. I was like, yeah, I know. And she's like, good. Glad we feel the same way.
Yeah. I feel like there's some things that we can talk about longer. Like the actual storyline is just, but like, I would like to talk about Derek's sisters for a long period of this episode.
That's great. I also have really bad notes. So I'm probably not even like going to really deal with my notes.
You're not gonna... I thought you were gonna say I'm not gonna participate.
I'm not participating.
I was like, okay, I got it.
Just read your notes, go through. Let's be done with this.
All right, well, let's do first note. Mine is, this stresses me out. This stresses me out.
I wrote, oh, this one. Derek's sister is here. Oh, this one.
Yeah. I just... I think... Okay, can we talk about Christina and Burke first? Just get it out of the way.
Sure. Can we... Before we do, can we just do a really fast shotgun?
Oh, good idea, good idea. See, we have structure.
We have twin lady with two uteruses.
Should we say her name?
Sure.
Okay, so...
Nicole?
Noelle Levesque.
Oh, Noelle. Then we have Pruitt, who is the Humpty Dumpty surgery.
Yeah, Humpty Dumpty question mark.
Yeah. And then we have Burn Woman... Who goes to psych because she doesn't want to take the bar.
Oh, Gretchen.
Five times.
Yep.
So those are our people.
Yep.
So we can go right into Christina.
I just want to talk about Christina and Burke because this storyline actually gives me like stress.
Like anxiety.
Because I hate things. Let's dive deeper into why.
Yeah.
But I just don't like... It doesn't feel out of character for Christina. Like, I can see her motives for why she does it. And, like, they're very... I mean, she practically spelled out her motives when she was talking to that... where did I write this? The scene where with Christina and the patient's wife shows us how she's thinking. She thinks she's being smart. Like, she thinks, she says, like, you sometimes you'll do whatever it takes to protect your husband, to protect those that you love. It's being smart.
Right.
Because that woman was yelling about the meds, you know, to the doctor.
Oh, right, right, right.
Yeah, and I just was like, okay, well, that was obvious. Like, she's reflecting. What,
like, in the script?
Yeah. Yeah, I hate when that happens. But, I just don't...
Because then she immediately goes and erases the...
Yes.
Bailey's
right, it was like, oh, yeah, she's being smart. She's protecting the one she loves.
But, like, the thing is, you don't have to. You should have just, in the beginning, like, we're... These episodes are building up to, like, a
yes,
big
something's
breakdown
gonna happen. Yeah.
Of something, you know? But Christina's gaining her confidence of, like, of surgery.
Yeah, I think she's on a high, kind of, yeah, of, like, being writing on the fucking board and ordering people around and getting lattes.
Well, and then, like, when they're actually in surgery and she's, like, doing it and she asks Burke, like, are you gonna do this graft or whatever? Were you? And he was like, you've done your homework. And then she just asks for the whatever to
yeah,
do it, you
yeah
know, and just is like kind of taking the lead. She's an intern.
Yeah.
Taking the lead.
On a fucking Humpty Dumpty.
From an attending. And
yeah,
like that part when she pulls out that tumor thing, I've always hated that.
Yeah.
Like, it just, like, I thought about it when I went back to work and I was like, ugh. Like that, the way
yeah,
that thing
yeah
looked.
I just, I get, like, I get the part of Christina that would think that this is right, but also it's a part of her that I don't like, because, like, she should, the, like, the smart way to be there for Burke is to, Burke is not comfortable with, I mean, he's doing it kind of because, like, she's telling him it's okay.
Right.
But I feel like the real way to take care of Burke is to have, like, let him not be okay and let him get help and get actually fixed.
Right.
Like, this is just not the way you help someone.
No.
I'm trying to even think of an analogy of, like, what this would be. It's like, Bree, we're married. You broke your leg. It's not healing. So instead, I decide to carry you on my back for the rest of your life so that teamwork.
No one knows. So no one knows.
That's a bad analogy. But.
Or, like, I don't know, like something like having an addiction or something and
yeah
being like, no one needs to know this thing about you, so we're just going to cover
it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, instead of, like, getting the help that you actually need.
Yeah, it makes no sense. And I think that's why... And you're right. It's just to build up to something. I just hate the parts where it has to build up because it's just so
yeah
stupid. And it's very unlike Burke to me, at least the old Burke that we knew.
Yeah, it doesn't, like... He's obviously...
He got shot.
He's depressed, I'm
yeah
sure.
Mm-hmm.
And he's probably very fearful. I mean, think about it, like, when you think that you might be, like, very sick... Like,
right,
it's very common for people to not go to the doctor.
Right.
Because you don't want to know. So it's easier, like, at least he's still in surgery.
Right.
You know, even though he's covering this up and Christina's doing a lot of it. Like, what if he goes and Derek is like, I can't fix this.
Right.
He loses his job. Like, he's still in it.
You're right. You're right. It's, yeah, it's a way of staying involved and not, it's like not finding out the inevitable, kind of.
Right. It's like not living in reality.
But it's also like... And I know we're not in it like they are. Like, it's not probable for this to continue.
No.
Like, Christina...
Someone has to pick up. Bailey. Picks
up. Fucking course.
Yeah.
Which, that part to me is also why I hate this episode, because poor fucking Bailey just trying to, like, get her confidence back.
Yeah.
And then the Christina thing, when really, like, I know Christina's doing it, like, in Christina's mind, Burke is over Bailey as far as who she, like, should be looking out for, you know?
Right.
But, like, Bailey has done so much for her and, like, for their whole intern team, like,
yeah,
kind of, and, oh, when she fucking erases that and then just to see Bailey be so sad.
Yeah.
And when Burke is mean
to
her.
It's just like, I just couldn't use you. And she's like, I understand.
I wrote, fuck you, Burke, to Bailey. You don't do that.
Yeah.
That's what I wrote.
I mean, but then you can tell that it's hard on Burke having to say that. Like, he looks at Christina.
Yeah, I wrote the look. Like,
yeah, but like, what else is he gonna do? Like, Christina
right
put him in that position.
Well, and now he's in trouble too. If he,
yeah,
like,
I mean, they have to, like, it's like when you tell a lie and then you tell another lie to hide a lie to tell another lie, and all of a sudden you're swimming.
All
in your
of a sudden
lies
you're in the musical Dear Evan Hansen.
Exactly. I think this happened to me when I spilled mustard on my parents' carpet. Very similar story.
What did you tell them it was?
That it wasn't me.
And they're still mad about it today.
Yeah.
You're still running from them. Haven't seen her parents in 25
or
years.
I don't remember doing this, but I think I put deodorant all over our bunk bed ladder, And then I like scribbled, my sister had stickers on our like side of our dresser, and I scribbled black marker all over them. And I just denied that I did it. She was like, I know you did it. And I was like, I didn't. I like, actually thinking about it, the fact that I don't remember doing that, like, did I? Like, I think I like had a psychotic break. And yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, telling lies is bad. The time I told lies and almost died is I was little and I had like a fever, like a cold. And do you remember when you were a fucking kid, those grape chewy, like, ugh.
The Tylenol?
Yeah, which like I think today I'd be fine with it.
Oh yeah, give me a chewable anything.
Yeah, but when I was a kid, it was like, oh yeah, no.
Yeah.
And I hid them in my like in my high chair, like there was like under a cushion. I hid them there, and which my mom must have just been like busy and like giving me the pill and running away, never seeing if I took it. And I would put them in a Noah's Ark statue that was in our living room, which like I found the photo yesterday with my mom and proved to her that there was a Noah's Ark statue there. So that was crazy. But and I basically had like 100 and bajillion temperature because I wasn't getting better and they didn't know what was wrong. And then I had to admit. So my punishment was I was almost, I had a very high temperature.
And you probably felt terrible.
I felt awful. But I didn't feel bad about hiding my pills because that shit tasted gross.
Yeah, I get it.
How annoying. You give your kids meds and they don't take it. And then you have to deal with their sick barf.
Stupid baby shit.
Yeah. I was old enough to know better. The fact that I remember doing it is a sign.
I was old enough to know better with the deodorant and the markers, but I don't, I like literally don't remember doing it.
That's hilarious.
I like blacked it out of my memory. I used to, when I did something wrong, I used to say, that wasn't me, that was bad, Brianna.
Okay.
Fucked up, like, man. Like, my parents, like, thought it was kind of funny. But, like, looking back, like, is that fun? Like, if my
child where did bad Brianna go?
She went to Florida when I was good. Like, I'd be like, oh, no, bad Brianna's in Florida now. You know?
I thought that was a joke question.
No, like, I would literally, like, also, if I was being good.
But
like,
how do I know you're good Brianna and not bad Brianna?
I don't know. Maybe I'm always bad Brianna.
Also, I forgot your name was Brianna.
I did, too, until just now.
You've never gone by that.
No. No, I think,
Brianna.
Like... Brianna. I think my uncle calls me Brianna. But
I fucking forgot that was your name.
I know, it's weird.
I'm having a weird... It'd be like me being like, no, my name's Frank.
Yeah.
And you'd be
or
like,
Abigail.
No, I'm going with something more obscure.
But my name's not that obscure.
But
Brianna.
BJ Brianna.
Yeah. I know it's really weird. I've never gone by it. It doesn't feel like my name.
What about when you're like an old, old woman?
No, I'll be BJ. Great Aunt BJ?
I'll be Donna.
Be like, come on, Great Aunt Beach? Like, yeah. That's great.
Wow. So Brianna's lost forever.
Yeah.
Bad Brianna.
Bad Brianna.
Now I want to be like, hello? Is this bad Brianna?
It's creepy. So maybe that's what, maybe it's bad Christina.
You're right.
Yeah.
Good Christina is trapped.
Trapped in.
And bad Burke.
In bad. So we know that something big's going to happen. Like if not next episode,
right.
The one after that.
Well
like,
and I.
This, like you said, they can't sustain this.
No. And you know too, because like her and Meredith, like she's being a dick to Meredith.
Right.
Which I did have I thought it was a good thing here. Christina, when Meredith, you know, is like complaining about Derek to her and she's just like, Meredith, not right now. Like I'm going through this, whatever. I wrote, Christina thinking her problems are bigger than others is the worst. Because someone once told me this idea, I think it's from a TED Talk, that like, you can't compare your version of hard with someone else's.
Mm.
Like there's no such thing as like, well, what I'm going through is harder than you. Because to each person, like...
Your reality is your reality.
Yeah, like, and so to try to compare
right.
is impossible. So I hate that Christina is just like, no, fuck you, your problems are nothing.
Right.
So...
I don't remember that part happening, but I'm
they're
glad
on a
you
stairwell. Yeah. Anything else on those two?
I don't think I have anything else.
Okay.
Like I said, my notes are pretty stupid, so
that's okay.
I'm just I did write Christina is going off the deep end.
Yeah.
I mean, she's
for
really,
sure.
Like,
which it's sad to see in the beginning, Meredith stands up for Christina for like a minute. She's like, no, guys, she's just, and then she's like, oh,
yeah,
fuck.
So. I thought, we don't have to talk that much about the patients or whatever, but with the twin lady,
yeah,
I thought the ham or eggs metaphor was dumb as fuck. Like,
I didn't understand it. No.
I thought it was really dumb, and it kept repeating in this episode, And then, like, he calls, like, Callie a pig and, like, yeah. but it means it. And, like, I was just like, this is dumb as shit.
Well, all I could think of is green eggs and ham.
Right.
So, like, apparently eggs and ham are a popular breakfast, but...
Yeah, yeah, but, like,
but not, I would
the
say,
ham or the eggs?
I mean, why wouldn't it be eggs and bacon?
Right.
Why ham? It must be a phrase. I'll have to look at it. Yeah, I actually, like, I feel like I, like, blinked or wasn't paying full attention when that joke happened. Or not joke, but that, like, the guy explaining that.
The metaphor,
and
yeah.
then I was like, wait, what? And then I was, like, too lazy to go back and rewind. And then I just decided I hated it also. So, wow, we were on the same wavelength.
Yeah, I wrote, ham or eggs doesn't make sense. Who wrote that? Like, in the script. I'm mad at whoever wrote that.
Someone British, probably. Wait, I didn't mean that in the bad. But I feel like ham and eggs is, like, a... I'm going to be... Roz, don't...
No,
I know I'm probably not... No, I'm afraid.
I feel like ham and eggs is an Irish thing.
Maybe, yeah, that's like what I mean.
I don't know. Well, you can, like, usually your choice of meat is either ham, bacon, or sausage, like at a diner.
Yeah, but to me, ham goes in an omelet. You don't eat it big no. piece.
People eat, like, ham.
Yeah, on Easter.
No, people...
I know. I'm just being an asshole. I just don't like it. I did really love the scene, though, with George and Meredith in the elevator, and they're both missing their people. I thought that was such an awesome scene. And I just like, I will be Christina for you if you be Izzy for me.
Yeah.
I thought that was so great.
And like, McDreamy was
I wrote it down. It says, McDreamy was doing the McNasty with McNaughty, that McBastard. And I just thought that was so funny. And he sounded so stupid saying it, but I loved it.
And then Mary, you are George.
Yeah.
You're George.
Also, the amount of seriously in it, like, I didn't realize... I mean, I know it's like their shtick that like the show always says, but good God, do they say it a lot?
Yeah, they really do.
So Bree's going to stay silent. She's taking a, what is that called? A vow of silence because she has a cough. What if I was just like, in, and now she's nodding in agreement. And all right, so next thought, she's still not talking. I hate it. Okay, so... this is why the podcast would suck without her. I literally...
I'm just really sorry, guys. I feel like talking for 50 minutes straight is making me cough a lot. And so just have to take a break. Just, if I cough again, sorry.
Just like, you know, really decide when you want to say something.
Like, just like make sure it's really meaningful.
Right.
Like that.
Yeah.
Was.
That was. Also, you have to talk like that now. What the fuck is a Humpty Dumpty? That's a thought that I had.
It's a surgery.
Yeah, because he felt Humpty Dumpty. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty together again.
Wow.
Isn't that the saddest story? We did that play in preschool, which I don't know how that short of a poem can be an entire production. Because it lasts 30 seconds. It lasts 10 seconds.
10 seconds.
Play. All I remember is, like, I'm pretty sure Alex Seymour was in it because he was in
Was he Humpty Dumpty?
I don't know. That's the iconic role that you would hope to be
Why in. Is Humpty Dumpty an egg?
He's an egg, and when he fell, his egg cracked. Is there more to the poem? Is it, maybe that's just the first verse?
But why is he an egg?
Why would it end with him dying?
But why is he an egg sitting on a wall?
Right, and there's king's horses and king's men, and then an egg?
Yeah.
Is it an Easter play?
And he had a great fall.
Yeah, he was like, whoa, I'm an egg.
Yeah. I just remember, like, owning this nursery rhyme book and him, like, being in, like, a little, like, Easter jacket suit.
Yeah.
And, like, tights. He had, like, legs and arms, but he was an egg. I'm having a hard time with this.
Yeah, it's really frustrating. He turns into a shadow person.
Oh, my God. Oh. So, anyway, Humpty Dumpty surgery has to do with an egg. It's the only thing that makes sense.
Someone, it's like he broke and they're, oh, it's like.
They take the heart out and they like fix it.
So they're the king's horses and all the king's men.
Right. And then they put it back together.
Why is it only king's men?
Yeah, that's bullshit. They put it back together again and then.
So, but they changed the history of Humpty Dumpty?
I don't know. I don't get why it's called
that. Why would you call something and be like, what's that? It's called, your surgery we're going to do is called this. And then you recite the poem to them and it's that he dies. Why would that be a thing?
I don't know.
Okay. So I think we should talk maybe about Derek's sisters.
Okay.
Okay. So now we know we have Nancy, this bitch, who's a doctor apparently. Because she's like, I need my OB back. Which, does that mean like Addison was her OBGYN, or like, I couldn't figure, I'm sure I can look this up.
Well, but she like wanted to be in on the surgery.
Yeah, so I think she must be a doctor of some sort.
I think they're all doctors, because okay. The one other sister is a psychiatrist.
And then Dr. Nancy Shepherd.
Yeah.
So, okay, and then, yeah, we have Nancy, then Kathleen is a psychiatrist. We know we have Amelia, but who's the other one? He has four sisters.
I don't know, we never find out.
We never fucking see this sister again.
No, just this one time.
Which is funny because they're all, Addison is like, whatever. And Mark Sloan, they're all buddy-buddy, and then literally never again.
And then she also fucked Mark Sloan.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, she's like, we've all been there, Derek.
Oh, good God.
And she, like, who's the slutty intern? And like,
yeah, she was so annoying.
Yeah.
I think maybe even more annoying because now we know about, like, Amelia. And I feel like, at least for me, Amelia has grown on me. Like, and I feel like that's a more realistic sister. And, like, but this woman and, like, I don't know. They just have no connection. And it's just weird.
Yeah.
And it was such cliche writing. It was like, you're sounding more like mom every day.
Yeah. And I was like, I'm in the trailer. And, Meredith walks in.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
It was just stupid. I'm trying to see if I wrote anything I just wrote, like, what the hell, we never see this woman again.
Seriously. And we never even, not even, like,
mention her.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Like, in current life, like, Meredith talks about Derek's sister all the time, like, Amelia, but, like, he has three others.
Yeah.
Where are they? Maybe they're mad at her.
That could be.
Okay, so Derek walking. Oh, the one scene I did like in that, though, is like, it's the sister, Sloan, and Addison all talking, and she's like, Derek, come here. And he just looks at them and walks away.
I thought that was really
cool. I wrote that. Sometimes too. I want to do that too. Like, just
look and be like,
no. Not right now.
I don't really care to talk to any of you.
Yeah. So
I kind of want to do that at work a lot of the time.
Yeah.
You know, just walk away and never come back.
Yeah. Do you have anything on them?
No.
Chief with his button. Just so cute.
What button?
His button on his coat.
Oh, trying to.
Yeah, and Bailey says, your button ruptures its esophagus. Otherwise, I'm of no help to you. So that made me laugh.
Oh my God, this is a really random note. That extra who comes out and is like, Tyler, we need blood stat. Do you know what I'm talking about? Okay, she's like a nurse. And
okay.
Tyler, the nurse, was standing there. And she had like a one-line sentence. And it was the worst acting I've ever seen in my life.
I bet she's never on the show again.
Yeah, it was like, Tyler, Pruitt is coding. And we need B blood stat, and Tyler's like, I'm on my way. It was like that. Ooh, casted her. Like, I thought like she had to be a friend of someone on the show because there's no way
she would have gotten that part.
That she would have been casted for that.
I would have liked to have been cast as really old guy.
Oh yeah, I wrote about him it's fun that he showed up.
Yeah, because he's there for a while.
Yeah.
I just, wouldn't that be fun? I was on Grace. I played an old
half. I was really old guy.
Yeah.
Okay, can we talk about Burn Woman? Because Izzy completely oversteps here, and then Chief congratulates her.
Yeah, I mean, she oversteps. Also, the storyline was so fucking obvious. Like, how did Meredith not notice that?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I was.
And she was like, good catch. Like,
well, what I thought was weird was like, yeah, Izzy overstepped, but also it was obvious. So, like, Izzy was right. It wasn't like an obscure thing that she overstepped on. It was like,
well, no, but, like, Bailey said, like, you are not to do any of this, blah, 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 right, blah, blah, blah. No talking, whatever. And I know, like, we needed this, but, like, when she's talking to her in the elevator and, like, grabs her hand and shit, I'm like, this is why
right,
you fucking cut someone's LVAD wire, is because you don't know boundaries.
Right.
At all.
But also, that woman needed help. She was gonna, like, burn her arm off.
But Meredith should have.
You're right, yes.
Meredith could have figured it out.
That storyline really did nothing for me because it was like so obvious as to like why it was happening and whatever. Mm-hmm. So, also, well, my first note is like, I forgot she goes to the psych ward and I was like, you have to be kind of nuts to like purposefully burn your hand and not take a test. I was like, burning hurts
really bad.
I feel like I would try something else,
like cutting it off.
Yeah, like just one foul swoop and then putting it in a hockey glove.
Oh yeah, that was that one guy.
That's what I would do.
So, okay, I want to say something about the like twin couple, the lady who was having twins, who had two uteruses.
Yeah.
So she keeps waking up from anesthesia.
Yeah.
And like asking, like, where's Greg or whatever, you know? And I was like, how is it that when Greg comes back, she stops going in and out of anesthesia? It really bothered me. Well, it bothered me enough to write a note about it.
I thought she was having brain damage. But then I was like, wait, her brain is not in her uterus.
Yeah, not involved in that at all.
But then also my thought was like, I was joking in my head being like, maybe one of the uterus in the babies are from him and the other one is from the other person. Also, I'm sorry. This is like, okay, so he's black and she slept with another man and she was just going to have this baby. Like, what if that baby came out completely Asian or completely like white Asian?
That's alien.
Yeah, like how was she gonna explain
play that one? Yeah,
and especially because like two chances for them to like, I don't know. I just like was like, she didn't think that through. Also, that would suck to find out that way.
Oh my god, that would be terrible.
Yeah, I'm glad it all worked out for them. But
yeah, because he was the ham or the bacon or the egg or whatever.
And also, Karev is a baby whisperer, apparently.
Yeah, I said, Karev coming through with sports talk. Like, just like, it's a man.
Yeah, also, like, I don't think that would really help.
No, it's just the talking. Like, the cadence of the voice was calming the baby down.
It was just funny because, like, they were talking. Like, I don't know what to do. Hold that baby. And I was like, I guess you're right. It was like soothing talking versus.
I mean, screaming about sports is not soothing to me, but the baby, I guess, is used to that from the dad.
Oh.
You know, the dad was telling a sports story.
I believe that babies can hear you and they recognize your voice. And then when they're born, like, you know, you're comforting to them. But I don't know if I believe that the babies would know they're talking about sports.
Well, I don't think they know that we're talking about sports. I think it's just the cadence of the
voice. I guess so, but they were like,
of like a story.
Yeah.
You know, I think it could have been a story about an alien.
I think the baby was freaked out because the mom was open on the operating table and they were taking his sister, brother with them.
Yeah.
Like an alien abduction.
Yeah, this is all about aliens. Yeah.
Yeah, so like to me, that's actually why.
And he was like holding the
uterus. Yeah, like it has nothing to do with the sounds. I think it's witchcraft. So that's my two cents.
Yeah. Other than that, I don't know. I just really didn't care for this episode at all.
No, I'm not going to give it a high rating because there's really nothing that I liked about it except the elevator scene in the beginning. That was the only thing that made me laugh.
Yeah, like I don't think there was one thing I liked about this episode. Not and even. That scene was fine.
Yeah.
Like it was funny.
Yeah.
But other than that, I guess we can just like quickly say at the end that like Derek needs space. So I know what the next episode is going to be. I don't know if you remember this.
It's not Rose.
No, it's where they go to the great outdoors.
Oh, that's this will be an occasion.
Yeah.
This episode, the next episode feels like an outing.
Yeah.
Like we should go do what they did and then record.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, that makes sense. You're right. So yeah, that's all I have to say on it too. Honestly, rating wise, I feel
Oh,
what?
Notes and trivia.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Gotta do that.
Well, I didn't know what if we rate before notes.
Oh, I think we do notes and trivia.
Okay. First. The episode's title originated from the song Let the Aliens Commit.
Just kidding. Oh my god, I like got scared. Like when you said that, I was like, oh my god.
What? No, Let the Angels Commit, originally sung by Daniel Howell and the Tantrums.
Okay.
Episode scored 21 million viewers. Ooh, this says it's a goof. I don't understand how this. Jeremy Rabb played a third-year surgical resident in this episode, despite normally playing ER resident Jeremy Bennett. Curiously, Rab is seen wearing his Jeremy Bennett ID despite not playing that character.
That is the most confusing goof ever.
So there's a guy who plays a third-year surgical resident in this episode.
Okay.
Who is also in ER as a resident named Jeremy Bennett, and he wore his Jeremy Bennett ID.
Oh, that's kind of funny.
Yeah. That is kind of funny. I like that. I like that goof. I'm okay with
that. Yeah, that goof, maybe he did that on purpose. Maybe that's not really a goof.
Wait, I don't remember him being in the...
Was he the one who had a latte?
Oh, maybe. Wow, interesting. This guy?
What a nose.
Yeah, and he was in ER. So, He's in seasons 2, 3, and 4 of Grey's Anatomy. So yeah, he must just been like a nurse or something. A little
passerby.
Or a third year resident. What am I, crazy? So, all right, guys, we're going to rate it. But I just want to remind you quickly to leave a review that is nice on iTunes and to shop at thisisaday.com and use the code theoncallroomxaday. And yeah.
Now I just want to remind you all.
Fuck.
To research aliens.
Don't do it, listeners. You don't have to.
You don't have to. I just want to remind everyone, like, we're here to, like, support each other and be kind. So maybe be careful the words you use towards people.
That's
what I'm here
maybe don't call them frazzled.
Yeah. I'm not frazzled. I'm not fucking frazzled.
My life is perfect.
Everything is totally fine. Everything's totally fucking fine. I'm cool. You're cool. We're all cool. My eye is switching. It's totally fine.
Everything's in order. Our podcast is perfect.
Our podcast is the best out there.
Clearly, we handle our first not 5-star review really well.
It's like that meme where it's like, hey, do you take constructive criticism and me already crying? Like, yeah, what's up?
yeah, just tell me. That's us. That'd be a good photo to post for this week's episode.
Yeah, we're gonna post that, but I also need to just read this before we call time of death. That I sent this to Abby today. It says, me trying to ask someone for a favor. Hey, could you help me with this thing? Absolutely no pressure though. Totally okay if you can't. If you'd rather run me over with a car, that's cool. Are you mad at me? And I sent that to Abby, and Abby was like, that's me.
Yeah, like, oh, but it's okay. You're mad. Okay. Never mind. Just kill me.
Yeah, it's totally fine. Yeah. So
that's how we love you.
Yeah. So like, is it cool if we do the podcast this way? If you'd rather us just stop?
We'll just stop. This is our last episode. Okay, thank you. We are done.
Thank you so much. I'm sorry.
See you never again. Your money is being returned to you. And we are going to go live in a cave.
With aliens and shadow people.
We love you guys.
Wait, we didn't rate it.
I don't even want to. It's so bad.
Okay. I mean,
what if the episode is like, if we rate it under 3, we just don't air that episode and that's how we get through this series faster?
Oh, that's kind of but we had some good content in
that's
here.
That's true, we did. I'm gonna say 3. I'm gonna say 1.
Whoa. 1 scalpel. Fuck this episode.
All
fuck
right.
Fuck it to hell.
I feel like what's gonna happen, Bree, is you're gonna give the musical episode a 10.
I don't know. Like, I feel like we're building up to it and I feel like, the next time I watch it, I'm not going to watch it again until
Wow, that's years from now, you realize.
And when I watch it, I feel like I'm going to have a newfound, like, respect for it. And I'm going to be like, this is art. And it's going to be a 10.
And listeners, if you ever have a suggestion for how we could, like, get through these episodes faster, because I feel like
they're gonna be like, cut out the 20 minutes in the beginning and record.
No, because we don't want to do that. Because I honestly think that, well, yeah, without wasting any more of our time, because I don't know if we'll make it to the, like, this is like, it's, what did we calculate, like 5 years?
Yeah, we might have kids by then.
Podcasts might not even exist. Instagram barely existed 5 years ago.
The world might not exist. Let's be honest.
Trump won't be president.
Let's hope.
Yeah. Well, I forgot. God, don't even. But yeah, so just like, you know, it'd be fun to hear your thoughts.
Well, we could always, here's a question, listeners. How would you feel about these filler episodes if we talked about 2 episodes in 1 episode?
We'd still be like, though, we'd still have to like watch it. You know what I mean? So it's still like an extra hour of our lives.
But if we watched it during...
Right. You mean like I don't watch Shark Tank 100 times? I'd watch this instead? That's fine.
There's just options.
Yeah, there are.
Anyway, thanks for listening, guys.
We love you.
Should I call Zoom Beth?
You shall.
Okay, time of death. 2042.
Beep.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylow's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken in time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.